This is America's Roundtable from Washington, D.C., an initiative of the U.S.-based think tank International Leaders Summit in partnership with Lancer Broadcasting Corporation and Supertalk Mississippi Media. Thank you for joining us on America's Roundtable. I'm Joel Adansami, your co-host, joined by economist Natasha Serdorj, co-founder of International Leaders Summit and the Jerusalem Leaders Summit.
America's Roundtable guests include leading voices from business, government, media, energy, technology, healthcare, and the broad policy arena. Subscribe to America's Roundtable on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and Spotify. Visit America's Roundtable at americasrt.com. We invite donors and advertisers to reach us by visiting our website, americasrt.com. Welcome to America's Roundtable.
This is America's Roundtable from Washington, D.C., and this weekend we are honored to host a great champion of freedom, a principal leader advancing our shared values and principles. Senator Marsha Blackburn was elected to the United States Senate in 2018 for Tennessee. She is currently serving in the Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, Finance Committee, Judiciary Committee, and Veterans Affairs. She brought her Tennessee values to Washington, D.C., and became a leader in the fight for small, efficient federal government that is accountable to its citizens, and a great proponent for strengthening America's ties with Israel. And without any further delay, a warm welcome is extended to Senator Marsha Blackburn from the great state of Tennessee. Welcome, Senator Blackburn.
Welcome, Senator Blackburn.
I'm delighted to join you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. Senator Blackburn, you have repeatedly warned American people with your words, every state is a border state, and every town is a border town. And you shared about the avoidable tragedy of the recent murders of Lake and Riley in Georgia and a two-year-old in Maryland by illegal immigrants with previous criminal arrests, and about the abuse of young boys in Tennessee by an illegal immigrant with a prior record. And you just introduced the Clear Law Enforcement for Criminal Alien Removal Act, also known as CLEAR Act, to ensure that state and local law enforcement officials have the tools necessary to help the federal government deport criminal illegal immigrants from the United States. Senator Blackburn, could you kindly share with the listeners about the CLEAR Act, and what are your thoughts about the next steps to block illegals from crossing the U.S.-Mexico border and to deport illegal migrants?
Well, one of the issues that is foremost for the American people is securing the southern border. And the reason they are so concerned about this is because every community sees the impact of drugs and human trafficking, sex trafficking in their communities. Law enforcement will tell you they can't deal with these issues until the border is secure. So you're right in saying every state's a border state. Every town is a border town. And that is where the issue is landing with the American people. Now, the CLEAR Act is a piece of legislation that, when passed, will support local law enforcement. And it will allow local law enforcement to apprehend and detain criminal illegal aliens. These are individuals illegally in the country. They commit some kind of crime or have an infraction. It may be a DUI. It may be robbery. It could be a smash and grab. But when law enforcement gets them, they can hold on to them. And then they can require ICE to come get them and deport them and pay the law enforcement agency back for the cost that they have incurred in that apprehension and detention. It also would make it difficult for these sanctuary cities to be able to get money for law enforcement, federal grants, and federal programs. So the CLEAR Act would be a piece of legislation that supports the work of local law enforcement in making certain that illegal criminal aliens are kept off our streets.
Senator Blackburn, there is also concern that President Biden is undermining Israel's leadership by publicly deriding Israel's duly elected leaders, pushing for a two-state solution, and threatening to condition U.S. aid and support while the Jewish state is focused on defending its northern border from Hezbollah rockets and working to eliminate Hamas terrorists. With that in mind, what is your message to Israel's leaders and citizens who are concerned that U.S. assistance to the Jewish state will be tied to the dictates of the Biden administration, which is being heavily influenced by the recent electoral response from states like Michigan and Minnesota that are showing support for the Hamas agenda? And will this lead to a dangerous path for Israel, America's closest ally?
We know that the U.S. Congress has continued to stand with Israel, and I'm one that has pushed to pass aid that Israel needs and pass it without an offset. Israel knows what they need to defend themselves. We need to make certain they have what they need to defend themselves. We also need to realize that it is important that not only in our actions, but also in our words, that we continue to support Israel because they are our strongest ally in the Middle East. And we have done that. I've done that in several ways. Voting and making sure that I continue to push my legislation to defund UNRWA. We do not need to be putting any more money into UNRWA. There are other agencies that could help with the Palestinian people who are impoverished. Jackie Rosen and I did a piece of legislation, the Senate resolution, calling out the anti-Semitic activity, pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas activity on college campuses. We also are looking at what is happening with Iran and making certain that we continue to push the administration to put the Trump sanctions back on Iran. You know, under President Trump, and as they had sanctions, they couldn't sell their oil. So basically, Iran was broke, which meant that Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, ISIS, all of these terrorist groups that are proxies for Iran, they were broke.
Right.
And they could not carry out some of these actions that they are doing right now. And of course, we know that Iran is funding Hamas to the tune of about $100 million a year. Plus, they are training them, giving them equipment, food, and things that are necessary for them to carry out their fight. So what we have to do is look broadly at this issue, not only looking at Israel and getting them what they need, not only looking at Palestine and saying, how do we deal with this situation, but also looking more broadly and scooping in what is happening with Iran, what is happening with what I call the new axis of evil, Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea.
Senator Blackburn, you mentioned sanctuary cities. And going back to immigration, which is on top of the minds of American people as they're coming now in this year elections, while President Trump considered immigration policy as the tool to bring people to America legally, based on the rule of law, President Biden and Democrats have encouraged illegal immigration. And with one of his executive orders, President Biden revoked the Trump administration efforts to exclude illegal immigrants from the U.S. Census. With this executive order, illegal migrants are again included in the Census Bureau estimates, which are used to apportion seats in the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. So states are gaining congressional seats based on the number of illegal migrant influx. And that is where sanctuary cities and states come into equation. And there is another worrying trend of allowing non-citizens to vote, which is permitted in the District of Columbia, municipalities in three states, in California, Maryland, and Vermont. Yeah. Today, there are 11 million illegal migrants who reside in America. So, Senator Blackburn, this seems to be a formula for winning future elections, relying on the increased number of illegals. How do we block these ill-advised policies of counting?
What we have to do, first of all, is close the border so they're not coming in. And then secondly, what we have to do is make certain that when we get to the census, that the census does not count people that are illegally in the country. And this is legislation we're continuing to push in the Senate. We think it's appropriate that you disallow them to have those votes and to be counted. And to, you know, one of the things to remember is all these big blue cities, big blue states, they have been losing population. And when a congressional district is about 840,000 people, then if you have a state like California that lost 770,000 people last year, and you go through a 10-year apportionment, you might see that state lose five or six different members of the House.
Right. Mm.
And it is important to back out those numbers of people that are illegally in the country that these big blue cities are using to up their population numbers.
Yeah. Right.
And Senator Blackburn, in our final moment on the Abraham Accords, as you have been a great proponent of that, and we know that one of the reasons that Iran attacked through its proxies was to actually disrupt peace in the region. What is your message to countries that are thinking about the Abraham Accords and for countries like Bahrain and UAE that have stood strong for these principles?
And what we want to do is see the promise of the Abraham Accords realized. That is important. We know that one of the reasons Hamas decided to go ahead and make their move was to disrupt Israel and the discussions they were having with Saudi Arabia. But we think realizing that promise of the Abraham Accords is important. We hope that soon Israel will be able to destroy Hamas and that we will have the region on a firmer footing.
Thank you so much for your continued leadership, Senator Blackburn. Your work truly inspires all of us, and we wish you continued success in your important endeavors.
Thank you so much, Senator Blackburn.
Thank you.
This is America's Roundtable from Washington, D.C., an initiative of the U.S.-based think tank International Leaders Summit in partnership with Lancer Broadcasting Corporation and Supertalk Mississippi Media. Thank you for joining us on America's Roundtable. I'm Joe Ladensami, your co-host, joined by economist Natasha Serdorch, co-founder of International Leaders Summit and the Jerusalem Leaders Summit.
America's Roundtable guests include leading voices from business, government, media, energy, technology, healthcare, and the broad policy arena. Subscribe to America's Roundtable on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and Spotify. Visit America's Roundtable at americasrt.com. americasrt.com. Follow us on Facebook, America's Roundtable, and Twitter at americasrt. We invite donors and advertisers to reach us by visiting our website, americasrt.com.